Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building low-end pressure for a subweight roller with that old-school jungle and DNB vibe. Today we are not just designing a bass sound, we are designing a low-end system that carries the groove, supports the breaks, and pushes the drop forward. That is a big difference. In drum and bass, the bass is not only there to sound heavy, it has to leave space for snares, let the drum edits breathe, and still feel like it is constantly driving the track ahead. So the mindset here is frequency rolls, not just sound design. Your deepest layer is the foundation. Your upper bass layer is the attitude, the motion, the grime. If you get that relationship right, the bass will feel huge without destroying the mix. First, set your project up for the right kind of pressure. Aim for 174 BPM, or 172 if you want it a touch heavier and more laid back. Build an arrangement view straight away, because this style depends on structure and phrasing, not just a loop. Start with a simple drum setup, kick, snare on 2 and 4, and a chopped break layer. Then create a MIDI track for the bass, plus a few return tracks for reverb, delay, or parallel grid if you want them later. Think in sections from the beginning. For this kind of roller, a clean DJ-friendly intro matters. The bass should feel like it is being introduced, not instantly maxed out. A solid starting layout is a 16-bar intro, then a 32-bar first drop, then a variation section, a breakdown or tension section, a second drop with more edge, and finally a clean outro for mixing. Now let's build the foundation. On the bass track, load operator and start with a simple sine wave. Keep it pure at first. This gives you the actual weight of the record before you add character on top. Set a fast attack, a medium short decay, and a fairly short release so the bass stays controlled and responsive. You want the notes to hit with intent, not smear all over the place. Write a MIDI pattern that works with the drums, not against them. For old school jungle and rollers, root notes are your friend. Add occasional octave jumps, maybe a passing note every few bars, and leave space after the snare so the groove can breathe. A very useful move is to place some bass hits just before or just after the snare rather than constantly under it. That push-pull is part of the classic pressure. Also mix note lengths. Some notes should be sustained, some should be clipped short. That contrast creates inhale and exhale, which is a big part of what makes a roller feel alive. Now for the character layer. Duplicate the bass or create a second instrument layer inside an auto effect rack. This is where the restyle motion and grime comes in. Use another operator patch or Ableton's analog with detuned saws or a saw and square combination. Keep the stereo spread disciplined. This is not a giant wide synth lead. We want a dark, restrained mid layer that gives movement above the sub. Set a low pass filter on that layer, then add a little detune and subtle modulation. Keep the cutoff somewhere in the low mid region so it does not fight the sub, and use saturation to bring out the harmonics. Saturator is perfect here. Just a few dB of drive and soft clip can make the bass feel denser and more aggressive without needing more volume. After that, use EQA to high-pass the layer so the sub stays clean, and cut any low-mid mod if the sound starts feeling cloudy. This split-layer approach is one of the most important techniques in DNB. The sub stays mono and solid. The mid layer gives personality. If the whole bass is processed the same way, it usually gets smaller, not bigger. Now group those layers into an audio effect rack, so you can shape the bass from one place. Add EQ8, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, and utility in a practical chain. Use the rack macros to control things like sub level, mid grit, filter cutoff, drive amount, stereo width on the top layer only, and maybe the feel of the release or decay. This is where the low end starts to become arrangement aware. In the intro, keep the filter more closed so the bass feels teased rather than fully revealed. At the drop, open it up and add a little more drive. In the second half of the track, increase grit or harmonic intensity instead of just turning everything louder. That is a more musical way to build energy. Next, let's talk sidechain and space. In DNB, sidechain is not just about making room for the kick. It is also about preserving the snare crack and the detail in the break. Put a compressor on the bass group and sidechain it from the kick. Keep the ratio moderate, the attack fairly gentle if you want a bit of punch, and the release time to the groove. You usually want only a few dB of gain reduction. The goal is breathing, not obvious pumping, unless you specifically want that effect. If your break is busy, remember that arrangement can do part of the sidechain job for you. Sometimes a simple gap in the bass is heavier than more compression. In this style, one beat of silence before hit can feel massive. Now shape the bass like a conversation with the drums. Old school jungle and rollers often use call and response, so don't just repeat a one-bar loop forever. Change the phrasing every few bars. Maybe bar 1 has a long root note, bar 2 has a short response, bar 3 has a rest or a filter dip, and bar 4 has a busier phrase or an octave hit. If you have chopped break edits, let the bass leave space around the busy snares and ghost notes. The bass should lean into the break, not sit on top of it. A really strong habit is to treat every 8 bars like a phrase. Change one thing. It could be note length, octave choice, cutoff amount, distortion, or the placement of one hit. Small changes keep the loop from feeling static, and in D&B, that subtle movement is often more powerful than huge obvious changes. If you want a rougher underground character, resample the bass to Audino. Freeze it or bounce a phrase, duplicate the audio clip, and process one version with erosion, overdrive, or a more aggressive saturator setting. Then blend that layer quietly under the clean bass. Keep it filtered so it does not cloud the sub. High pass it if needed, and maybe low pass it if it gets fizzy. This gives you that slightly smashed, warehouse-style texture without wrecking the low end. Now build the arrangement pressure. Use stock Ableton FX to support the structure. In the 4 bars before the drop, automate a low-pass filter on the bass tees. Use a snare fill and a short bass silence right before the drop hit. Every 16 or 32 bars, add a turnaround, maybe an octave jump, a short bass stop, or a filter open moment. The key idea is that the bass should feel like it is traveling through the song, not just sitting in one place. Always keep the intro and outro DJ friendly. That means the bass is usually absent, filtered, or reduced in the intro, then returns with full force at the drop. That contrast is a big part of what makes the pressure feel so effective. Now check the mix like a D&B engineer. Use Spectrum, EQ8, and Utility to make sure the low end is disciplined. Keep the sub mono. Avoid too much energy below around 30 Hz. Watch for mud in the 150 to 300 Hz region. Make sure the kick and bass are not fighting at exactly the same moment unless that is the deliberate aesthetic. If one note jumps out too much, first ask whether it is a note choice problem or a tone problem. Sometimes shortening the note fixes it better than more compression. A good roller often sounds a bit smaller in solo than people expect. That is normal. In D&B, the bass needs to feel huge in context, with the drums, not like a standalone synth patch that dominates everything. If you want a few extra pro moves, try adding tiny pitch envelope blips on selected notes for a subtle old-school sample bass feel. Use velocity to drive filter or saturation so some notes naturally hit harder than others. In the second drop, try removing the gritty layer for a couple of bars, then bring it back. That drop in density can feel enormous. Also, if the track starts feeling too polished, back off the shine a little. Old-school jungle pressure often comes from slight roughness, tight phrasing, and less stereo hype. Here is a really solid mini-practice challenge. Build a 16-bar bass passage at 174 BPM. Program a simple drum loop with kick, snare, and a chopped break. Make a clean sub with operator, then add a mid layer with analog or another operator patch. Write a bass line with one long root note, one short response, one rest, and one octave accent every few bars. Put EQ8, saturator, and compressor on the bass group. Automate the filter cutoff across the 16 bars so the first 4 bars are restrained. The middle opens up, then it darkens again before becoming most intense at the end. Then bounce one phrase to audio and add a subtle bit of erosion for texture. Finally, check the whole thing in mono and make one low-end fix. That is the core idea. Build the bass in layers. Keep the sub clean. Let the mid layer carry the attitude, and use arrangement and effects to create pressure over time. In this style, the best low end is not just heavy, it is controlled, rhythmic, and alive. So go build that roller, keep the sub disciplined, and let the groove do the talking.